If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So one afternoon I was taking a nap in the crib. I remember this distinctly. And I rolled over and I had like a desk with a chair and I looked under it and there was a gnome and he was just sitting there staring at me. I'm not kidding. I mean, he was sitting there like with his little knees crossed and looking like this, except he had his head turned because it would be turned to see me in the crib. And I just was like, I know I've seen that guy up in the garden, but I was like, I was not verbal. So it wasn't like I was going to say, hey, how are you? But I saw him, you know? So, and like, I tell my family and they laugh, you know, they sort of believe me, but they don't really. So it's kind of cool. And like, I wish I could see more things like that. And I'm hoping that if I can meditate and raise my vibration, I will. It's always been a lot of fun.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras, and now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As you are coming in, make sure that you feel comfortable. You know that there's a chat box on the bottom right. It would be great if you can switch your video cams on just so that we feel like we are in a real discussion. Although this is happening online on Zoom, I'd like for this to feel like a nice community experience where there's a lot of sharing. There is a non-judgment sort of situation, and there's a lot of, there's a lot of listening happening, right? Hey, Jali, how are you doing? I hope I'm getting your name right.
Yeah, you are. I'm good. Well, okay, great. It's really late where I am. It's 3 a.m.
Oh, really? Oh, I appreciate you for, joining in then. I know that you have a story to share with us, so I can't wait for you to get started. We'll wait for a few minutes for people to join in. And for people who are listening right now, Jali, where are you joining us from?
I'm joining from Prague, the Czech Republic, Central Europe.
Wonderful, wonderful. That is amazing. So we have more people coming in. So far we have Jali, we've got Chloe, we've got Tori, we've got Lindsay. We've got some more other people also who are waiting in the waiting room. Let me just add them in 1 second. Okay, Stephanie is in. Welcome, everybody. Let us know in the chat box where you are joining in from. And I really am looking forward to hearing each of your story. I'm guessing many of you would like to share your story, and maybe some of you would like to just listen, which is totally fine. So let us know where you're from. If you'd like to unmute yourself, you can just unmute yourself, and then you can maybe introduce yourself or, tell us what brought you here today. Sending love from Norfolk, Virginia. That is Madison. Lindsay is from North Carolina, New York City. Awesome. We'll give people maybe about a minute more, and then we will begin. Really, really excited. Did you all, by the way, get a chance to listen to our previous episode from last week? Because that was Spirit Stream number one, and we had three people share their spiritual stories. And I really enjoyed everyone who, shared. So it looks like Jali listened to that episode.
Yeah, I did.
Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Done my homework.
Okay, great. That is awesome. Tori is joining us from Nebraska. Okay. So welcome to another edition of Spirit Stream, where you get an opportunity to share your spiritual awakening stories, no matter how crazy or spooky or unbelievable or strange it might seem to the normal world, right? Because in this world, everything is normal, right? So thanks a lot for joining us. My goal with this series is to have at least 108 people share their stories vulnerably and courageously, so that they can, you know, get to experience some healing, some comfort, and community, right? And my goal with this series is to make it one of the largest communities online, where people can come together without any fear, without any judgment, without any worries, and just share their stories. Because the truth is that there is an awakening happening around the world, and one by one, people are experiencing these beautiful symptoms. Well, I won't call it symptoms, but they're just having experiences one after another of different kinds. And it's important that we listen to them, because maybe we are going through something similar, and just that story sometimes can make the difference between feeling alone and feeling like, you know, we're part of something huge that is happening right now, a revolution, right? So before we begin, I just wanted to explain some foundational rules, if you can, while we are sharing or starting the stream. So switch off your phones, ensure that there's no background disturbance, because that sort of affects the overall experience. Ensure that you have like decent internet connection, especially if you're going to share your story. And if you can, wear like a headphone or maybe earphones, because that tends to, you know, improve the overall recording quality, right? It's something to keep in mind, because once again, we're going to post this on our podcast and people all around the world are going to listen. And last time somebody said, AJ, great content, but the audio was not up to the mark. So I want to ensure that we have good quality audio, as well as the story itself, which I'm looking forward to. The next thing, anyone can share their story, right? There's no judgment. It's a completely judgment-free group that we have here. You don't have to be a pro storytelling pro. It's your story. So it's going to be very subjective, and you can take a pause in between if you're feeling emotional or something like that. Just, you know, go with the flow. All right. Let me add Ricky in. And if you want to share, if you feel like you want to share, you can just raise your hand once the other person gets done, or send me a private message on here, and I will add you to the queue. Now, every person will get about 5 to 7 minutes to share your story. Approximately, there's no hard stops like the Oscars, but try to make the story specific about a particular incident that happened or something that you experienced, as opposed to making it, you know, general or maybe vague. You know, just set that intention. Maybe the other thing I wanted to mention is, once your story gets over, I'll just spend a few minutes just trying to reflect on your story, on your journey. And I might ask you a couple of questions just so that we get more clarity for the benefit of all our listeners. Yeah. Is that all right? Let me know. Give me a thumbs up, or you can just say yes. Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes. Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. We can hear you. Hey, Ricky. Thanks for joining. All right. So to begin with, I was hoping that we'll spend a couple of minutes just to ground ourselves, so that no matter where we are, we can come to the here and now and to this session. All right. And so ensuring that you are in a comfortable position, gently closing your eyes and paying attention to your inner landscape. Noticing what's coming up, any emotions, any level of light anxiety. Maybe if you are not used to sharing, you know, that much, and that's totally fine. Noticing any stress that you might be feeling as well. If you might be feeling some gratitude for this experience, or maybe a little bit of excitement about this new phase or this new chapter in your life, right? So welcoming all of this experience into the now, without any judgment. Now we are going to take three deep breaths in, and on the exhale, we're going to make the sound of Om. Right? And we're going to, as we inhale through the nose, we're going to breathe into our belly. And on the exhale, you're going to make the sound of Om, really projecting the sound into your body. Right? So full inhale, take a deep breath in. Breathe in again, fully in. Oh. And a third time, nice deep inhale, filling the belly and the chest. Oh. Gradually open your eyes and tell us the first word that comes to your mind.
Move.
Move.
Peace, mind.
Peace, mind.
Sacred.
Sacred. Wonderful. All right. And so now, since we are in this space, the floor is all yours. Who would like to go first? Okay. So Jali can go first.
And thank you also, so much, because it's really late where I am.
Absolutely. And feel free to leave right after that. Also, an invitation after a person shares their story to all of us in unison together to give them some support, because it's not easy to share a story by just saying aho, and giving them the confidence and certainty and courage and healing that they deserve on this journey, right? So, Jali, the stage is all yours. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Ajay. Thank you so much for doing this. I really like the concept. I really like the whole liberty of being able to share the spiritual stories. Because, I've been teaching clairvoyant energy, and it's really weird talking about it. And knowing that there are people outside my circles being able to talk about it means that there'll be more and more. And hopefully they will come into your thing and they will really acknowledge that there are spiritual stories and that we are energy beings in a body and not just minds walking around in bodies. So I wanted to start with that because it's a really special thing. I didn't actually realize what I was getting into when I got the email. And then when I heard the podcast, I was like, oh, wow, this is so good. It's actually exactly what I think it should be done around the world to spread the consciousness about being spiritual beings. So you said we should not really go and mumble around more experiences. I was going to mention a couple, so I'll try to summarize it into one.
So if you have a couple, that's fine. I mean,
yeah, okay.
If you feel like it, just go ahead.
Okay, so I'll do that. So I haven't, I'm not sure I've ever had like an experience like there was in the wonderful first podcast with the father leaving the body and the daughter and the mom really seeing it. I used to see and feel beings around me when I was a kid, but I didn't believe they were real because no one told me they were real. And the first time I realized there was something like a spiritual experience was when I decided to learn how to heal. And I started feeling the energy around. It was really easy, actually. It was super weird. So until now, like when I teach people, because I don't teach now hands-on healing, I teach clairvoyant healing. So when I explain it, I'm not sure that people know actually that you can feel energy around you. And then when you go, because in the pranic healing I work with, you have something called divine cord. When you're actually feeling it, and you tune into when you meditate, when you actually sing Om as well, or any other mantra, the divine cord goes bigger. So that was my first spiritual experience, feeling those energy, parts of energy field around us. And then I was like, okay, well, maybe there is such a thing as being beyond the body. And I started remembering those memories from my childhood. And I decided to go and study energy further. I call it, like, it was felt like 2D. Me doing pranic healing felt like hands-on 2D. And I felt like there was more, there was 3D. So I went into studying this clairvoyant energy with Dr. Lawrence Sieler, who's this Gaia TV celebrity. And he took me then on his team. And well, that's not so important. But when I got into the clairvoyant space, you actually start seeing things there. And at first, it may not feel like it's a real energy because you're kind of wondering, your intellect likes to fight that it's a mind thing. And the first time I really acknowledged it was when I was reading the first dead person, which sounded to me scary because my own dad died when I was a child. So I had that unresolved death issues. And this client of mine, or back then it was actually a friend because I was practicing, would want me to read her just passed away dead. And the client is not supposed to tell you much. So you go, you know, saying like what you have, the information you pick up. And it was just incredible that I was seeing him in this. I need to close my eyes to remember that reading. So I was seeing him in this actually checkered shirt as well. It was a different color. I had never met the guy, right? Like, so I just, he had lived somewhere far away. And I just knew the friend from the age of like later years. We weren't childhood friends. And she goes saying, yes, that's what he did. He wore those shirts. And then I'm like, yeah. And I could see him vividly, and he was like pointing at some kind of like box at me. And again, like until now, when it happens, I've been doing these things now for a few years, I still can't believe that there's like pointers behind my eyes that I'm plugging into something. So he goes pointing at his box. And I'm telling him, like, he's pointing at some box. You guys have something like hidden in some box? And she's like, yeah, there's this birth certificate we haven't been able to validate because he immigrated from the country and we weren't able to get our Czech citizenship. She was Czech Swedish because of that, because he immigrated during the year that you were not supposed to. They were prosecuted for that. And I was like, wow. Incredible. So, and then I saw him, and then you also in the reading of the dead, there was a particular protocol about it where you go checking what kind of part of the path the person is, or the being without body by now is on. And also they could be at a stage where they don't count you anymore because they have moved on. So I was checking like where he was going off to, and he was about to move on to reincarnate somewhere else. And he would go off to fields. And I'm saying, so he's going off to fields. He's saying goodbye. You guys are all done. And he's like, yeah, that's what he did. He used to go to the fields. And I'm like, until now, you know, I get loads of validations with like healings and little tidbits. But the stories with the dead, or like when you get like a full, you know, full thing, I'm like, really? Even now when I'm saying it, I'm like, where does this come from anyway? Even, you know, if you train it. So yeah, that's my spiritual share there, that it's possible that it can be a lot that you can really plug into, and then you can work with it. And yeah, I've become, you know, after this, a master healer and teacher of these things, helping people to increase their vibrations and be happier.
Oh.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing, Jali. First of all, thanks for being courageous and sharing your story. And I'm glad that you felt comfortable in doing so. And usually, you know, I think for a lot of people, that first experience, right, where they have that psychic experience or they notice something extrasensory about themselves. Like in my case, I can still remember the first time I was able to sense my subtle energy. That was such a surprising moment, but also it brought up so much hope in me that maybe I'm not just this average human being designed to live a mundane, ordinary life. Maybe there's something superhuman about me and maybe about other people as well. So what happened to you the first time, right? That was your first time you were sort of working or doing this for your friend, right, who became a client. But the first time you saw the father in your mind's eye, right? How did it feel in your body? What was your reaction to that, right?
Well, the funny thing is, like, before I had done the deeding of the rat, reading of the dead, 3 a.m. to me, it felt scary, right? And also because you see all these, like, horror movies, I did as a kid, with the ghosts reading, and actually felt really calm. I think that was mentioned in your previous podcast as well, that when the dead person comes in, the being in our body that is a dead by then, it's actually quite calm. That, you know, there aren't like storms coming up or windows shaking. And also there is this beautiful connection, because usually you do it for someone who needs to get a message or needs to feel everything is okay with the energy that's passed, or they want to understand what's happened. And it's just very comforting connection. I didn't expect that. You know, I kind of knew what I was getting into because I had been trained by then. But then again, that was just with like shorter readings, because when you are training in a class, you get only a few minutes always with your classmate. And then when I started doing readings with my friends, it was double the time I would do a regular reading. So I had loads of time to connect. And it was peaceful. That was the amazing thing. And I've done loads of those by now. And there's never been like, you know, shaking, scary, anything. It's you know, that's one thing people don't realize, that when you go into that deep space within us that's beyond ego and intellect, it's actually a calm place. It's actually a place of peace and happiness. And that's what the spiritual world is as well, when you have those beings with our bodies connecting. So, yeah, I guess peace. I felt lots of peace. And, yeah, a kind of incredibility, too. It's possible.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, Jali, for sharing your story and kickstarting our spirit stream number 2 today. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate you.
Pleasure.
Anybody else would like to go next?
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
You can just put your hand up. Oh, okay. Lindsay can go next. Stephanie looks like has a bad connection. Okay, we'll wait for Stephanie later on. Okay.
Awesome. Hey guys, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, no? We can hear you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Jolly, for sharing. That was beautiful and awesome. On Wednesday, I'm getting a reading done by another clairvoyant. It'll be my first one by somebody of this type of healing. So it's just funny that you're here on the call talking about your experience, and I'm doing that tomorrow. And I've watched her live videos a bunch, and I was drawn to her, and I'm like, I need to book you for a reading. Like, I just, you know, so it's all coming together as it always does. So thank you everybody for listening to my story. I didn't really have a specific one in mind when I came on the call. I just felt like I had to express maybe part of my journey so that other people could relate to it or hear it, or, you know, I don't know. So here I am doing that. So I guess where I would like to go with it from here is not to get into my whole, you know, life history or anything, obviously, but I'll say that I went through a very traumatic life in the beginning. And then I sort of just, and during that time, my feelings were completely shut down. My sensories were, I couldn't feel physically, I couldn't feel emotions, I couldn't feel, you know, anything. And therefore, I couldn't connect with my spirituality, with the spiritual world, with any of that type of energy. And so I didn't really know that it existed for a long time until, I guess, I can't remember what the catalyst is right now of the journey, but because I have a lot of feelings and emotions right now. I just had a very emotional time before I got on the call, so I'm a little scattered brained right now. But yeah, there was a catalyst in which things started to appear to me. I started opening up in ways that I did not know that was possible. And, you know, I started like I feel vibrations within my body and I don't know where they come from and I don't know what it is. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I meet a boyfriend, and when him and I connect, our skins are vibrating together. And I'm like, what is this? What is this? Like, this is crazy. You know, and then things like that just started happening more and more. You know, I never used to hug anybody. And then I started hugging people and feeling them and feeling love. I don't know that I ever really felt love before. And now I know what love feels like in the vibrational sense, in the intellectual sense, in the, you know, so it's just like, it's pretty incredible what we're capable of, first of all, that people don't want you to know that we are powerful beings. And I now know this, even though I have no formal education, I didn't go to college, I barely graduated high school. I really don't have, you know, a lot of the things that in today's society, you know, people are like, this is what you need to be successful or whatever. I don't believe in any of that. I believe that we just need to get in touch with ourselves. We need to get in touch with our humanity, with our spirituality, with our unity, with all of that. And through all of that, I found out that the answer to everything is love. I mean, that's it. It's just love. It's universal oneness. It's love. We are all one. Like, you know, before I was like such a hater. I was like, nah, you know, you suck. I suck. Everybody sucks. And I'm like, where was that coming from? I mean, I knew where it was coming from. It was coming from the trauma, obviously, and all the stuff that happened to me, because, you know, I was like, there's no humanity. There's no love. There's just, you know, whatever, but that's not true. So anyway, I just feel so blessed that now I can feel these things. I feel in touch with myself. I feel in touch with the energy in the universe around me. You know, there is purpose. There is so much, so much, so much. Anyway, I kind of went off a little bit there. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. I'm sure I'll be a little bit less scatterbrained next time we do this, but just I'm glad that I got it out. So thanks.
Aho.
Aho.
Aho. Aho, aho, aho. I'm so glad that you took the time and, you know, courageously expressed yourself and shared your story. And I think that love is, you know, vibrationally the highest experience that you can, you know, experience spiritually, right? Because at least in the Vedas in India, the nature of consciousness is Satchit Ananda, and Ananda means bliss and love. And it seems like you've had a lot of those experiences, not without your challenges, because you mentioned like early on you had a lot of challenges, because of which you couldn't even feel, right? And you were in a way numb, but I'm so glad that you had those experiences of connection and love and self-love also. I'm sensing that your lens of looking at the world has changed. And I really, really appreciate you sharing that and coming for more sessions as well, because I know that there are other stories as well that you're waiting to share, but it starts now. So thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Who would like to go next?
I'll go next. Is my mic working?
Madison, is that you?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. Awesome. Please go ahead.
All right. So I'm going to piggyback off of that a little bit. I too had a traumatic childhood upbringing that I kind of just suppressed. And my catalyst was I was working in an eye surgeon office. And, you know, they say your eyes are the window to your soul. So I always knew that, but this confirmed it for me. So I had a patient and she came in and I had no idea about like energy protection or how to protect myself. I knew that I felt things, not necessarily for other people, but just I felt this intense, you know, emotion. And so my patient, she came in and she was probably about 18. She came in with her guardian and we asked three questions when you come in to do like an eye exam. So we asked, you know, do you have any blurry or uncomfortable vision? Do you see any lights or flashes? And then the last question we ask is, do you ever see ghosts or shadowy figures? And I'd asked this question 1,000 times and this lady had sat in the chair and she just straight up said, oh yeah, I see ghosts all the time. And I was like, oh no, like, I don't know what I'm going to do because here I am in this logical, you know, I have to chart this. I have to put this for the doctor to see. So I have to click, yes, I see ghosts often, you know, all these things. But I knew that this doctor was going to come in, take a look at her eyes and say, you know, it's fine. Structurally, logically, your eyes are fine. And so that completely freaked me out. I ended up coming home from work that day, quitting my job. Just, I've never done that. I've always given my 2 weeks and stuff. I just did not know how to handle that. Tried explaining it to my family. I was living with my mom at the time, but tried explaining it to her. She is very logical and she wasn't trying to hear any of that. So I just felt very unsupported and I was still searching for an answer as to, you know, how can I bring this world that I found to these people that surround me that are so logical. They need to see it. They need to feel it. And have their validation. So I had remembered the Tesla, what are they, like the plasma lights that you put your finger on and like all the energy goes to it. And I pictured that in my head one day, like a vision. And I was like, oh, bingo, that is it. I need to get one of those and, you know, show all these people like this energy is always around in this sense, you just can't see it. And I remember like trying so hard to get my mom to see it. And I had played a song because we always get goosebumps like on our arms if like it, you know, resonates with you or you really feel the emotion of that song. And she was not trying to hear that either. So I just felt very alone. Nobody else was going through these things. And I'm from Nebraska originally. So it's a Midwestern, you know, middle of the country. They don't really believe in this metaphysical world. So it was really hard. I realized that I had to, you know, do it on my own and figure this out. So just kept working and seeing different energy healers. I got certified in Reiki and then I got my sound therapy with the tuning forks. I thought, okay, this is a way that I can go down this path. And, you know, when you do those therapies, you ring it and then the person, you know, laying on the table will hear it. And if they hear a non-pure tone, then that, you know, for me, I guess that's like a validation that, you know, you can actually hear it and hear your energy. So I went that route. I just had to completely detach myself from the Western medical field from being in it for 7 years. It was just this constant like triangle pyramid of, you know, insurance and doctors and medications and just all this money. And it wasn't like actually for the people. And so I think that's, I always knew I was a healer, but it wasn't the right path. So eventually, this just led to me going to Edgar Cayce's massage therapy program here in Virginia, Virginia Beach. I actually just completed in February, so I haven't started anywhere yet. But It was a metaphysical school. It was the only metaphysical hospital in the entire United States back in the 1920s. And here we are in 2022, and this stuff is still, you know, woo-woo. And so, yeah, it's just, I started seeing a lot of things, feeling energy, you know, figuring out how to shield myself from it and not take on other people's. And then it just started picking up from there. So I would just start feeling the actual sensation. And my grandfather had passed away from brain cancer. And I remember going over and visiting, and it would make my head hurt. And it was the same place that his tumor was. And I thought really nothing of it until a couple of months later. And I was laying in bed one night, and I couldn't shake the feeling like of this, my heart, it hurt so bad, like it physically hurt. And I thought I was having a heart attack. So I just lay there and breathe, and like, I didn't know what was going on. And I woke up the next morning to find out that my uncle had a heart attack at the same time, like the night before. So that was my validation. And just more as I ground and center and learn how to, you know, protect my energy and stuff, it just continues growing stronger with numbers or just a song on the radio. And I try to tell people, you know, if a song comes on the radio that reminds you of somebody that, you know, passed away or something, you can either take that as a coincidence, or you can take that as, you know, comfort that they're always around. And so I guess that is where it's at. And I'm just ready to help others see that it's not as crazy and dark, you know, as movies or society makes it seem. Like, it's really happy. And yeah, we are awakening.
Oh.
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 Mm-hmm. Oh.
Thank you for sharing that beautiful story. I mean, I've got a couple of questions that I was hoping to ask you. Firstly, you mentioned that you quit your job, right? That particular job. And you didn't wait for 2 weeks. You did it immediately. So talk to us about what was going through you or happening within you that made you want to quit immediately. I just would like to get some more clarity around that.
Yeah. So it was just, I was freaked out. I didn't know anyone. I didn't have any, you know, buddy to go to say, this happened to me. I would tell, you know, my close friends and my family, you know, like, this girl said that she sees dead people. I believe her. Like, I totally believe her, but I'm living in this world where I can't. And it was so frustrating. And I remember just feeling so defeated. And so it just, yeah, it just really like shook me to the point of like, okay, I'm not in alignment. I'm not where I'm supposed to be. You know, I need to help people that are like this because I do believe in them. And yeah, it was just, I was scared. It was fear.
Oh, I totally feel where you're coming from. Now, Jali had a question. She says, and that's a question I also had in my mind. Why is there, do you see ghosts question in those tests? Because I see where sometimes you have, like, do you have blurry vision? Are those questions specifically, do you see ghosts, or, you know, what is that about?
Yeah, I was very taken back by the fact that it had asked that on there. But what I think that they are trying to get at in their intake form is that, you know, some people have like a floater where, you know, you move and it moves. And sometimes people have light or they have dark ones. And so I think, like, for me personally, I have a black floater, so it's dark. I notice it in the sunlight. But for some, it is a white floater. And so I could see how, in that sense, people could, you know, catch a glimpse of it when they move their eye, because it's just in your, you know, gel fluid in the back of your eye. So as you move, it's moving. And seeing a white one and just thinking, you know, maybe they're seeing ghosts. And that, I think, is where it got me, is that I'm like, okay, you're asking if they're seeing ghosts, but then if they tell you yes, we're not following that up with, you know, okay, how can we help you? Or, you know, I can't help you, but here's somebody that can. It's just, no, you're fine physically, you know, from what I can see, and we're moving along. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. And thanks a lot for clarifying that. I can totally relate to maybe, you know, certain family members. You're trying to explain something to your family members. You're trying to explain maybe about the aura, maybe about the chakras, or something that you experienced yourself. Maybe you're trying to explain to them about Kundalini or something that is not within their worldview. Just them saying yes to you just for the sake of it, but not really listening to you, feels so like disappointing, right? In a way. And that is partly why I'm doing this, spirit stream, is so that people, irrespective of what they've gone through or whether or not their friends and family believe it, this is a place where you will get to share. And, you know, the only reason why people will join this stream is because they also have gone through something similar and they totally believe you and they hold space for you. So really, really appreciate. And it's great that you're taking so many steps, along your own journey to recognize your inner gifts and then seeking, people who can support you and then helping people along that way. So really appreciate you and the fact that you were working in the field of the eye, right? You said the eyes are the gate to the soul, and just light, right? Light, yep. And darkness, yep, plays so much into spirituality overall. Sorry, were you saying something?
Oh, I said, yeah, it's the window to the soul, and it really is.
Yeah. One thing I have not done myself is the darkness experience. When you are in the dark for maybe a couple of hours, maybe one day, multiple days, even when you come out of the dark, or even during that time, it has an effect on your body and it induces certain awakening experiences. I'm not sure if you've done that yourself, but that's something is on my to-do list.
Oh, yes. I did that actually, that in a salt float tank. It was completely dark, and that's right, where I started seeing the colors, like sacred geometry at first. Yeah, in complete darkness.
Nice. Amazing. I love flotation tanks. And that's exactly where I got this idea as well. I go to a center in Vancouver. So thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
Who would like to go next? I'm loving this series today. Okay, Ricky. Ricky would like to go. All right. I'm going to replace the spotlight. Ricky, you might have to unmute yourself. Yeah.
I did.
Awesome. Perfect.
So first of all, these journeys are fantastic, and I'm so happy that you're doing this, Aditya, because this is really neat. This is like what I'm totally here for. Madison, I think that I'm so excited to hear that you're doing the Edgar Cayce course. I didn't know they did that still. I knew about Edgar Cayce. I didn't know they were still doing it. It's fascinating. I will be looking into it myself.
Yeah, you have to come visit us.
I've been to Virginia Beach, so I know where to find you. But and the thing about the music, and this will be my second, but they'll both be short stories. You talk about the music being a comfort to someone. My daughter had passed away. It'll be 2 years in May, and she distinctly sends her father messages through music, like songs that. We've seen performances together, but it's not run of the mill. It's not like blah, 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 Bruno. It's nothing like that. It's stuff like we've been to particular shows and she sends him the songs that are appropriate so that he knows. He's like, I know she's fine. He's an architect. He's not a spiritual guy. I'm the one who's the spiritual one. So it is, it's a great comfort. And I'm just delighted that we can both, that we can both appreciate it, and that I know people like all of you who can appreciate it. So thank you. Thanks for your support. And thank you, Aditya, for, gelling in the flotation tank and coming up with this. The other story I have, which is really quick, when I was a little girl, my family was a little dysfunctional, and my mother would let me walk up and down our development, and I would go visit friends of ours who had a very nicely terraced garden, and they had those garden gnomes, like the lovely ceramic garden gnomes back in the day, and I'd visit these. I was like only three, so, okay, but she let her kid wander around. So one afternoon I was taking a nap in the crib. I remember this distinctly, and I rolled over and I had like a desk with a chair, and I looked under it and there was a gnome, and he was just sitting there staring at me. I'm not kidding. I mean, he was sitting there like with his little knees crossed and looking like this, except he had his head turned because it would be turned to see me in the crib. And I just was like, I know I've seen that guy up in the garden, but I was like, I was not verbal. So it wasn't like I was going to say, hey, how are you? I saw him. You know, so, and like I tell my family and they laugh, you know, like they sort of believe me, but they don't really. So it's kind of cool. And like, I wish I could see more things like that. And I'm hoping that if I can meditate and raise my vibration, I will. It's always been a lot of fun. So thanks for listening to my little gnome story. It was great. It was a great experience.
Aho.
Aho.
Wonderful, wonderful, Ricky. Firstly, thank you for all your support, you know, all these years, and especially during the pandemic. We've had some great time breathing together every week, and it's so nice to see you every time. Sorry for your daughter's loss. I know that it's been really difficult for you, but it's such a nice thing to, you know, receive messages from her, even from, you know, across the world. So do you remember the first time that your husband, who's not spiritual, received like a message? And what did he tell you exactly? How did he express it to you?
Well, the music thing, like we see cardinals and he's like, oh, I saw a cardinal. I saw a butterfly. I saw this. I saw that. Look, mm-hmm. There's a butterfly. And we see this stuff all the time. So we're like, okay, cool. She's with us. But the first time that he heard a song, it was a very strange. He listens to a jazz station. And I mean, like, it's jazz. It's like, you know, it's vocals, but it's traditional and it's easily accessible. They're pretty standard things. All of a sudden, he said one day he was sitting there working and this song came on. It was a haunting melody and it was called Going Home. It was all about I'm going home. My friends are there. My mom and dad are too. And it was very specific. And he was like, I knew it was from Michelle. And then he typed, because it wasn't in the usual rotation. So he typed a message to the DJ saying, you know, I don't mean to be weird, but I heard this and it really meant something to me. So he was doing that the next day. The next day, as he was typing the message, the song came on again. And he was like, this is not a coincidence. He's like, I mean, and I was just so delighted because between the two of us, he's the one she has to convince. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's, and he's been right there with it. You know, I think that whole, unfortunately we lost her in the physical sense, but we will, you know, she'll always be with us. We will always have her in a sense. And I think that working with you, Aditya, you know, when we do the breath work, and like I said, like there was one time when I got a glimpse of like what's beyond, that was a powerful experience. And it's one that I really hold on to. And I certainly hope to get as many as I can stand. And I also think that you go through, like Lindsay, when you're going through these things, I think you get what you can handle in every different way. So like, I've never seen ghosts. I've felt, one time we were at a restaurant, we went upstairs. They said, if you can feel this thing vibrating, like the ghost is there. And it was a mattress and it vibrated. I mean, I was like, yeah, this is real. I mean, it was crazy, but I think that you, like I said, you get the messages you can handle at the time you can handle them. So that's my take on all of it. And I'm just so glad to be around people who are with me that way. So thank you.
Love it. Love it. Love it. I strongly believe that if it's happened in your life, if you've experienced it, it's only because you can handle this experience, right? The universe is not going to give you something that you cannot handle. And I love that all of us are having these experiences, right, that change our relationship or our understanding of what life is and what death is. Because a lot of times we feel that death is the end, right? There's full stop. There's nothing after that. And there's no way to even communicate or connect with that. But now it's like multidimensional, and it's like a full spectrum where if we activate our abilities and if we at least take the steps towards learning about our beautiful universe, then, like, you know, to your point, our loved ones will communicate with us in some way or the other, in some form of the, it's not very predictable, but it does happen. And when it happens, you feel it in your stomach, right? You feel like goosebumps all over, like you were sharing. So yeah. Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Anybody else who would like to go next? Somebody's typed something. Energy can never be created nor destroyed, only takes a different form. She's always with the both of you. Thank you for sharing your story, Ricky. Now you got to tell your husband to start picking his own specific signs and let the universe will deliver. Then this experience becomes a fun game. It's very true, very true. All right. Anybody else would like to share their story? You can just unmute yourself. It looks like Yvonne.
I am. I'm still.
Oh, I think you went on back to mute again.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yvonne, are you comfortable sharing your cam as well? Or do you just want to do audio?
Yeah, no, I just am learning how to do all this.
Okay.
I'm like,
we're all learning.
I'm like, I'm on my phone.
You're on your phone? Okay. So I've just asked to start cam and you should receive a notification. Oh, there you are.
Can you see me now?
This is the Yvonne that we know. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Amazing.
How are
amazing.
You?
I'm doing good. It's so good to see you. It's so wonderful to see you. All right.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a while.
I usually play tennis at this time, so I'm not usually available to see some of the stuff that you have going, but I just saw it's raining today, so I'm home.
Yeah.
And I was listening to some of the stories about how people came in touch with energy or clairvoyance, and it just, you know, it's amazing how spirit works. But I remember starting with you on the chakra sprints that you had a long time ago, and I signed up and I really enjoyed it. I think it was it 21 days or something?
21 days, yeah.
And you would direct meditations, and you introduced crystals and oils. And it was at a time when I was having a health issue and I had to detox from chemicals. Everything that I used, hair, you know, from hair products, face products, all different kinds of things, you know, fluorides in their toothpaste. And I had to do saunas and 3 times a week. So I had plenty of meditation time in my sauna. And all of a sudden, you had introduced me to chakras. Before that, I'd never heard anything of that kind of stuff. And when I did these meditations in my sauna, all of a sudden, I just saw these colors appear. And it was just the coolest thing. And I, there was someone at the office who did, the needles, acupuncture.
Acupuncture, yeah.
And again, the flourish of colors were appearing, and a sensitivity, intuition was opening up for me. And it was just the coolest thing. And I didn't know, it was so new to me. All I had was you and introducing chakras and their meanings and the colors. And so now when it was a surprise to me, and I didn't know what to do with all this. And I kind of, after the chakra sprint, I really kept up with the meditation, and you talked about journaling your feelings, thoughts that come to your mind, acknowledging those thoughts and putting it on paper and just letting it go, you know, not reading anything into it, but just kind of letting that happen. And since then, I kind of put it away because it became too much for me. But COVID hit, we're home, a lot of time on your hands and stuff. So I got back into meditation again. And again, you know, what I call my purple little friend would be there every time I started meditating. And now I'm in a group with people that are clairvoyant and intuitive and are helping me again explore this energy and taking Reiki to sense that energy, and that feeling that energy comes so easily now. And I'm just grateful for the introduction into energy and, you know, opening that world up to me and knowing that, you know, there's this big energy field around us, you know, the auras that we see outside, and it surprises me that not everyone can see it. So, because it's like you just have those days where you're outside, like, man, it's a beautiful day. You know, don't you see the colors around the trees? And I look at the trees and like, man, these guys are like sentinels that are watching over us. And, you know, just all these different feelings of energy, you know, through plant life and people. And it's just cool to be aware of it.
That is amazing. Thank you for sharing, Yvonne. Yeah, I totally believe, right? It's like everything is synchronicity. If the universe wants you to partake in this experience, then some way, somehow, when it's least planned, like you said, you normally go for tennis, you'll receive a notification. There's an inner desire. I feel it's karmic in nature to just attend it, because maybe you'll get some message or you hear somebody saying something. And I'm really glad that you listened to your intuition. I still love crystals, by the way. So that's that love is still there. But my question to you is, tell us about your purple little friend.
Well, to me, because this energy and spirit stuff was kind of out of my realm there, and it just made me nervous to think about it. And every time I saw this purple mist or being orb, really, it was a round little thing of purple. That's how I knew, okay, it's kind of like my little friend or my guide. I knew that, okay, you're safe. Everything's going to be fine. You know, it was that feeling of you're okay. It's don't be afraid. This is all, you know, because I didn't have anyone to tell me what, you know, this energy was, energy healing. Now we have, again, my husband's a physician and we have a wellness practice. And one of our, you know, the lady that works the front desk is a Reiki master. You know, talk about synchronicities. You know, when I was learning about this stuff and I had shared something about, wow, I just had this weird feeling. And, you know, I was talking about a meditation. She said, oh, you meditate. And I was explaining things to her. And then she started talking to me and then says, oh, by the way, you know, I know Reiki and I can help you with this energy stuff that you're learning. And I'm like, no way. And then from there, with this meditation, I came across this theta healing, which totally blew my mind. But when you get into this meditation, I was able to elevate my thoughts outside of myself. And that space, you know, that you guys talk about, that other space outside of yourself, and it's kind of a universal, even outside of that, it was just really a cool experience, you know. And she was able to guide me through that because she had she's a theta healer as well. And again, it's just I think it's spirit that just guides you to where you need to go. Some of you are talking about sound healing, and you know, you just discovered it. It came your way when you were ready for it. And I think I'm probably the slowest traveler in this metaphysical world, but it's leading me in a way where I can accept the ideas and I'm open to it. And I'm more open all the time, and I'm studying and growing with this energy. And again, I just want to say thank you, AJ, for exposing me to this new place that I'm at.
Do you have spiritual discussions with your husband? Is he spiritual at all?
He is coming around to it. Yes, he does. Because he has had, he did with this, now we offer Reiki in the office for our clients. And he has had several sessions with her and has been amazed with the things that she has uncovered. for him and clearing some of his shadows or things that had, he didn't even realize were bothering him until that they were cleared. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's amazing. So it's really expanded, you know, our consciousness for sure.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Would anybody else like to go next? We've got three people who are watching for now. And so I just wanted to check Jacqueline, Taliria, or Shagun. Would any of you like to share your story? I think Taliria mentioned earlier that her sound is not that good. Once again, thanks everyone for attending today's workshop or today's session and boldly, courageously, vulnerably sharing your stories. This is just the beginning. So if you have any friends, if you have any acquaintances or family members that you feel they've got a story within and they would like to express themselves and receive some healing, then please let them know. Because like I said, my goal is to make this community huge, where we have maybe 50, 70, 80 people streaming together in community and listening to each other's story and listening to people express themselves without any judgment, only with love and supporting them fully. Somebody want to say something? Okay. So thanks once again. Look forward to your episode because I'm going to post it this week. And feel free to share it. But if anyone has any question or comments or observation, my email is aj@my7chakras.com. That's aj@my7chakras.com. And I'll be posting the Zoom link in the show notes once the episode is out so that you can join us. Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And I hope you have a nice day or night ahead. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye,
Thank
everyone.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to My Seven Chakras at my7chakras.com. That is my seven chakras.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.